Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I like and love me. So the scripture that I'm going to give you isn't really like the scriptural basis per se that exactly matches this, but I want to give it to you and then take what I got from that, and then we'll go into the reasoning behind the confession. So Zephaniah 3 and 17 says, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. So that scripture makes me think of a God who just really likes and loves us. He just likes us. He loves us. I mean, he may not like the things that we do. He may hate the sin that we commit, but you don't rejoice over someone with singing if you hate them or you dislike them. You do it because you like and you love them. You like your creation. You love your sons and daughters that you purchased through the sacrifice and death of Jesus Christ. So what does this have to do with you liking and loving yourself? If God likes and loves you, that's all the basis that you need to like and love yourself. A lot of us, myself included, I know that, I'll just give my personal, part of my personal story is that I know for a long time I didn't like or love myself. I mean, there were periods where I would kind of get on the bandwagon, but then I just didn't like or love myself. And it showed in the way that, you know, I would neglect maybe my health, I would neglect, you know, my personal appearance. I really went through some periods where I just did not like or love myself. But once I started to grow closer to God, and even with that, even growing closer to him, if you don't understand him as a good and loving father, then it's hard for you to understand this verse. Because it wasn't until I understood that God is a good and loving father and that I'm his daughter, and that really is the only reason that I need to believe that he loves me, that was when my perception of myself changed. And that was when I said, you know what, despite my mistakes, despite what may have happened to me, despite the things that I've been through, I like and love myself because the Lord likes and loves me. So I gave you part of my story to let you know that if you are in a space where you do not like or love yourself, meditate on that scripture. It's Zephaniah 3:17. And speak this confession over yourself until that changes, because it will change if you speak this over yourself. So again, the confession is, I like and love me. Or you can say, I like and love myself, whichever one you prefer. But just remember to confess your way to success, and don't forget to join in for tomorrow's confession.